So what causes a person to use a tanning salon or get plastic surgery? Well, in the research that we did, it's not always for vanity reasons. Some people actually need the plastic surgery due to scars, diseases, burns, or even car accident injuries. Vanity was, however, the next category that this study did on this that caused the cities to be considered sinful. So they measured the tanning salons by per capita, and then they also did a Google search for the interest for the top five plastic surgeries. Surprisingly, Los Angeles and San Diego ranked number one and number two for the vanity category out of 182 cities. San Bernardino ranked 21, Rancho Cucamonga 110, Ontario 153, and Fontana 159. Proverbs addresses the issue in chapter 31, verse 30. Charm is deceitful, beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. We also, in our studies, discovered some hospitals that perform sex reassignment surgeries or in our state. So we're going to be praying for a revelation of God and a holy fear to fall upon the people in our county. So we're adding that topic to it, since it's a big issue at this moment. So the tanning salons that we were able to find were about 30, and that's just what we found, that are in or around the four cities. The information that we found about the top five plastic surgeries, we could not find how the interest number was, but we did discover there were 92% of all plastic surgeries are on women. Only 2% are on those that are 13 to 19, and 45% those that are 30 to 39. They make up the most, and the 13 to 19, hallelujah, make up the least. The top five procedures in order of most done: nose reshaping, eyelid surgery, facelift, liposuction, and breast augmentation. The sex reassignment surgery is what it's called, can be done on minors in our state. Two of the places is the UCLA Gender Health Program's pediatric practice and the Gender Clinic at Stanford Medicine Children's Health in Palo Alto. For adults, excuse me, adults can go to the Transgender Surgery Institute of Southern California, that's in Santa Monica. So we'll be praying for those. Father, we lift up this topic of vanity, and we ask, Father, that people would come to love themselves as you love them, that they would be filled with an awe and reverence from you, Lord, that the fear of you, Lord, would be honored more than outward appearance, that people would see their value in you more than in how they look, that tanning salon owners and workers would be required to notify clients of the potential harm from tanning beds, like cancer, premature aging, immune system compromised, that plastic surgeons wouldn't push unnecessary and costly procedures, that they would have to go through a series of things before they can just sell that to people, and that people would have to sit and think about it before doing it. We pray, Father, for the laws to protect minors from getting this reassignment surgery. We pray for them to be free from this gender questioning. We also ask for education on health issues about the surgery, exposure and expelling of those doing it solely for the money, whether it be an organization, pharmacy, whatever's behind it, pushing it, the hospital administration, the business side, who knows. But we just pray, God, that they would be exposed and expelled if they're doing it for money. We also ask that laws would be passed that it can't be done as a minor or on a minor. And Father, we also ask that more and more people at home, among their family members, friends, churches, would teach more on that beauty is skin deep, that it isn't on the outward skin, that it's the inner heart that matters, and to help them see themselves as you want them to see them. In 1 Samuel 16:7, you said to Samuel, "Don't look on his appearance or at the height of his stature, because I've rejected him. For the Lord sees not as man sees. Man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart. So Father, we pray that more and more people would start to learn how to look at the heart of people and their own hearts rather than just their outward appearance. In Jeremiah 4:30, "You, O desolate one, what do you mean when you dress in scarlet, that you adorn yourself with ornaments of gold? You enlarge your eyes with paint. In vain you beautify yourself. Your lovers despise you. They seek your life." A very rough statement, but as again, that what we appear on the outside and all the time that we spend on it, that we need to do it in moderation. We need to do it knowing that we're trying to beautify just that which would be something that would please you, Father God. In 1 Peter 3:4, you explain it even better. "Do not let your adorning be external, the braiding of hair and the putting on of gold jewelry, the clothing you wear, but let your adorning be the hidden person of the heart with the imperishable beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which in God's sight is very precious." So Father, we pray more and more teachings will be done on what does it mean to adorn the hidden person of the heart, how to do that gentle and quiet spirit, how to be that way, which is precious in your sight. And we pray, God, that people will come to know you as the God who made us fearfully and wonderfully made, that they would be able to praise you and say, as David did in Psalm 139:14, "I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well." We ask, God, for more teachings, Bible studies, to help young women especially and older women to understand that you love them and you made them. And lastly, 2 Corinthians 4:16, that we would not lose heart, though our outer self is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed day by day. So we pray, God, that people will learn to be renewed internally and recognize, even though the outward body is going to wear away, that our inner self is being renewed day by day for those who trust in you and serve you and love you. Because you who began a good work in us will not complete it until Jesus Christ returns. Amen.